Hey guys, Corey Swergas here, the host of the Physique Business Podcast. And today I'm going to talk about the rise of vertical video and why it's incredibly important to the success of your business. When we look at social media, I think all of you guys know that however good your skills are in social will be a direct correlation to how far you will go in business. More and more nowadays, people are turning to social media for recommendations, for inspiration, for testimonials about the places that they want to go and where they want to spend their money. Overall, there is right now, we are talking mid-summer of 2022, and vertical video, portrait video is taking over the landscape. No matter what social media platform you are looking at, all of the major ones, including obviously TikTok, which has always been that way, Instagram Reels, as well as YouTube Shorts coming on board now in this format, for me, is the way of the future. Those three social networks, being TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube Shorts, are the three social medias right now that are leading the way for young fitness professionals. So if you're trying to target anybody 20 to 35 years old, those are the three social media accounts that you need to be acquainted with. You need to understand the culture and how they work and how they are uniquely different between them. And you need to be able to adapt to those types of video formats to be able to capitalize on the massive audiences that they have. I truly believe it. I think that this video format is taking over, even at the fitness show level now. At the Van City Showdown, this is the first time we are going to shoot the show also in vertical format, because that is the way that the algorithm, I'm sure you've known Instagram. Instagram Reels are the way to go if you want to get views with Instagram. There's actually really no reason to post a static image to your main feed of Instagram anymore. It is all about Instagram Reels. If you want to be seen, that is where you need to post, and that's the format that you need to do so. Obviously, TikTok has always been that way. The native editor within TikTok gives you a ton of functionality, which is super cool. And you can also share it from TikTok directly on Instagram as well within the app, which is super, super cool. Instagram Shorts. If you don't know what Instagram Shorts are, it is a YouTube Shorts. It is a Instagram Reel style video designed for a shorter format that then can lead and direct people to your long format YouTube videos. And so why is this important? It's because YouTube is the second largest search engine, second to Google. And so what we want to do is when you create that information, I'm sure you know a lot of people, how-to videos go to YouTube. People want to learn. People want to educate how to do things. They search on YouTube. And so YouTube Shorts are designed to give that teaser, to hook people in, to get people to follow your channel, to then later look at the long format videos that you are creating. And so if I hadn't said so already, YouTube, second largest search engine in the world, outside of Google, people search there for information. They want to be entertained. So this is incredibly important. So how do we do that? Within the metadata, so within the description of the video is where you want to put everything that describes and depicts the video itself. This is where the information will be searchable within YouTube. This is going to continue to push. They've invested in this feature. It's going to become even more prominent. And the nice thing is when you create the video format and you shoot it, you know, in the vertical way, you can use it across all of these different platforms. A lot of people right now, they're just repurposing the same video across all three. If you want to get real savvy, you can obviously make unique content for each. However, right now, and it's fully acceptable that a lot of people are doing it across all three. The only thing that I just recommend to people is if you do it, be very, very careful about the audio, because if you take the audio from one app and you transfer to the other, claim it as original audio, it may get blocked. So if you do run into that problem or something that you see, I definitely recommend if you take a TikTok video and you want to move it over to Instagram, mute the audio aspect for the sound and then put in, you know, the actual sound from the native app from Instagram itself with a song over top. Obviously there's a lot of, you know, top chart songs on both these platforms. So you can find it to definitely go about for both of it. You know, just want to get on here real quick, give you guys that, seeing that continue to be the trend. I know when I'm thinking about video, that is all I'm thinking about now is vertical. Very, very rarely do I think about horizontal content. You know, the storytelling, it changes a little bit. The width change, the angles, the dynamics of it change. But more and more here as we go into 2022, 2023, it's going to become even more important, which is super easy to do. And obviously, the cell phones now are incredible. You have 4K cameras. You can shoot in 4K. You can shoot in HD. You no longer need big, clunky DSLRs to be able to get the video quality that you need. Obviously, if you spend some time education, you learn how to properly use your phone, you know, and editing and some of that stuff, it's only going to help. But overall, you can get incredible quality with the phones that you have nowadays. You know, embrace video. Don't be shy. It's going to help you and help your business if you can embrace the video aspect of it. That's also important too. If you don't like it being on video, you don't want to be on video, then video your members, video your clients, people that you are, you know, personal training. You can put them front and center and showcase them in the videos that you're doing. Overall, nice and short and sweet, this episode. Keep rolling that video. Keep the camera going. Don't overthink it. Just put it out there. One of my new rules I've also been putting out is that it only needs to be 70 to 80%, you know, there to put it out. You don't have to wait and get to 100% and put a ton of time, effort, and energy. As long as the quality is there, it's good enough. People will forget about your video a day or two later. So just make sure you get the content there. Make sure it is out of adequate quality and put it out and don't worry about it. Just keep putting out content consistently, time over time, and you will get rewarded for it with new leads, new sales, and you'll grow your social media following. I'm Corey Swearer. That's the host of the Physique Business Podcast. If you found this episode interesting in any way, please share it with somebody else that you think would get value.